Welcome, everybody. This is your weekly podcast preview of feature racing on a Saturday. And of course, this week, what a day. TAB Epsom Day, the Metropolitan, and our form analyst, Paul Joyce, is joining us. Paul, what a meeting it's going to be on Saturday.
Well, it's a terrific meeting, Andrew, doesn't it? Royal Randwick, rail true, a good track. The weather forecast is very promising. Doesn't look like any rain, so this will be a great meeting. Obviously, we've got the two big group ones in the middle of the quaddy. We've got the Epsom and the Metropolitan. And to kick off the quaddy, perhaps, well, for me, probably the most exciting race of the day, the Premier Stakes, where we see Chautauqua have a crack at the 1,200 metres. So, terrific meeting, Andrew. If we get the quaddy, we should show a decent profit as well.
Well, let's have a look at this premiere at 20 after 3. Tell us about the pace again, because in these races, there's always plenty of it.
Well, I think there will be here for sure, because Ball of Muscle really does inject a lot of speed into his races. We saw that in the shorts. On that occasion, he held on for second, and Red Zell managed to get past him, the other on-pace runner. But it's an extra 100 metres here, and that'll test him a little bit, especially with pressure coming from other runners in the race, such as the Monstar and also In Her Time, who's drawn barrier one. So, Andrew, for the quaddy, I'm super keen on Chautauqua here. I've gone 1 and 10 as the only two runners. Quickly on Chautauqua, he's had four starts at the 1,200 metres around Randwick for three victories. Those three victories were all the Group 1 TJ Smith Stakes, which is a weight for age Group 1, obviously probably the best, one of the best sprints in Australia every year. The only time he missed a place was at his fourth career start, so I think we can forgive that one. And with the pace in the race, with the good track, and with the sectionals he ran first up in the shorts, I think he'll be winning this. I think he's one of the best bets of the day. But I am going to put in number 10 In Her Time as well, because she's just got a little bit of X factor about her. She hasn't really met Chautauqua before. She's coming through those couple of runs in Brisbane, which were enormous. She's trialing well, and she's got barrier one, and she's good odds. So I'm just going to throw in number 10 as a saver in case Chautauqua strikes bad luck. But I do think Chautauqua's a good thing.
Yeah, just off the sectionals, the horse ran, as you explained there, first up. Gee, it's going to be hard to beat the sprinting off that pace set up by Ball of Muscle, as you say. Great race, 20 past 3, race 6 on Saturday at Randwick. Race 7, we move to the TAB Epsom. Emberley has officially come out. He's Our Rocky will come out as well. It'll be running on Sunday in Melbourne. And the other one, I Am a Star, they are leaning towards Melbourne as we record this podcast on Thursday morning. So that brings you the latest. What about the TAB Epsom for 2017, Paul?
Still a bit of speed in the race, despite a couple of those horses maybe coming out. I think Red Excitement will be the leader. We've got Coming Through, drawn wide, presses forward. Seville Rowe, the Kiwi, ex-Kiwi galloper, he'll definitely be on pace from what I've seen of his runs in New Zealand. And the other one that will keep them honest will be Sound Proposition. So still enough speed in the race for horses to come from off pace. And I think the soft draw for Happy Clapper really stamps him now as the good thing of the race. So I've gone 1, 9, 2 and 10 in the quaddy. I've been a Happy Clapper fan all the way through. I think he's in career best form. He's got terrific stats at the Randwick Mile. He won the Villiers here at his first crack. He ran second in a Doncaster behind Winx. As Cordelia ran third in that, he's run a close-up fourth in an Epsom. And then, of course, he ran in the Doncaster again last time. So he's got all the form here. Second to Winx last start in the George Main. I just can't see how they're going to beat him here, because he's going to be close enough to strike. Under the weight scale of the Epsom these days, it's not hard to carry the 57 kilos because they're such a compressed weight scale. And I just think he's going too well for these. We've got decent form lines to run off, and I can't see any of them matching up with Happy Clapper. So I've got him clearly on top of number 9, Tom Melbourne. Now, I saw Ronnie Duffy tweet last night. He was thinking of backing this horse. And I think you've got to put him in as the danger here, because he gets a big weight swing in his favour on some recent runs behind Happy Clapper. In the tramway, he meets at 3 kilos better. He went well in the Bill Ritchie. Problem is, he doesn't win, Andrew. So you know, he's probably the right horse to put in for a second if you're going to play the Quinellas or the Trifectas. Fox Play number 2, she gave Winx a real scare first up, didn't she? But then in the George Main, Happy Clapper had 4.5 lengths on her. So I can't really see her turning the tables, but she goes into the multis, and she goes in case Happy Clapper strikes bad luck. And then we've got Egg Tart, who's got this injury cloud hanging over her with this eye infection. Will she be right on the day? Barrier 1 gets back buried away on the fence. She's going to need some luck, but she does have that little bit of the Chris Waller fact. Chris Waller loves winning this race, and she's the right sort of horse to profile for it. She's still working through the grades, so she gets in on the lightweight. So I've thrown her in, but really, Andrew, I'm backing Happy Clapper straight out, and I'm putting a fair bit on because I do think he's a good thing for an Epsom. 1, 9, 2, and 10 for the quaddy.
Yeah, we spoke to Pat back on Tuesday. His only concern is the weight when, you know, Egg Tart, we learned of the Egg Tart issue after I spoke with Pat, but down on the 51, if she runs, Pat's a bit scared of a horse like her down on that weight. But, gee, he's got the class off the previous run, hasn't he?
He does, and I just think when you go through his Randwick Mile form, it's so strong. And actually, the run I left out was second in the Doncaster on a heavy eight behind it somewhat.
Yep.
He doesn't like a heavy track. He hates a heavy track, and he still managed to do that. So imagine what he's going to do on top of the ground on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. What a race. Tap Epsom there. Let's move to another of the group ones, the Metropolitan Race 8, staying race. Chris Waller's got large numbers. Lloyd Williams sends up a couple. How do you, I mean, the makeup of the race is pretty important here for runners on or horses that are going to be close to the pace. How do you see it, Paul?
Yeah, look, I think they'll go along okay because Broadside will want to lead them and roll them along a little bit. Chicanti will keep Broadside honest. We've got Foundry, who I think goes forward. As you said, the Hickmont runners will definitely keep the pressure on, and Amrullah's drawn wide as well. So the pressure will be on from the word go. They'll make it a genuine staying test, and I really think that suits Chris Waller's trio here of 1, 6, and 9. Libran on top for coming through the Kingston Town. That's the form reference I'm using here. He was dominant winning that race. He was ridden for luck. He got the luck. He motored through late, but he was charging away from them on the line, and he's the real 2,400-metre gun horse on top of the ground. So he gets those couple of things in his favour. He's got a lovely soft gait, and he will get the pace to suit. Number 6, Antonio Giuseppe, ran second in the Kingston Town, was probably exposed a touch early there, gets a slight turnaround in the weights in his favour, but I don't know whether he can turn the tables on Libran. And number 9, Life Less Ordinary, well, he had every chance in the Kingston Town, went third behind those pair. But it's worth noting here, he gets a massive 4-kilo weight swing on Libran for a 2-length margin. Now, the weights and measures men will tell you that should swing the scales just in his favour, but I'm not 100% convinced he's as strong at 2,400 as Libran is. So I'm going 1, 6, and 9. This is probably the risk leg in the quaddy because it is a staying race. Things can go wrong, but I think between the Kingston Town form, one of those three should win it.
Okay, so 1, 6, and 9 for Paul in the Metropolitan. And the quaddie on Saturday, the Stinsel Sprint is the last. Pumpkin Pie comes out. It's running earlier. Supreme Effort is entered for the Sunny Coast as well on Saturday. We're waiting to hear what Kim Ward does. I thought so. Second up, a couple of these first up. How's the pace for 1,200 metres here, Paul?
Genuine pace here, Andrew. Numbers 3, Sweet Serendipity will definitely go forward. Tango Rain will be right there. Ice Rich will be right there. And we've also got improvement. So genuine speed in the last, decent-sized field. We've gone tight enough in the early legs, Andrew, so we can really widen it up here. Get your pens ready because there's 8 runners here. So just scribble these down. 10, 12, 4, 8, 11, 1, 9, and 7.
It would have been easier to tell us the ones you didn't want to include.
It would have almost been, but look, I won't go through them all in detail. I thought so, obviously, great first up run. He'll improve, better barrier. Number 12, Dagny, well, it came through the same form race behind Isa Rich, and she'll improve off a soft eight. The 4, Tango Rain, in good form. He'll put himself in on speed. The 8, Sprite, classy mare, she trialled well. The 11, Improvement, great effort second up. She's ready to hit her peak form. The 1, Supreme Effort, he just hasn't been suited at Rose Hill. Randwick, much better for him. 9, Echo Effect, the experiment didn't work there first up, but he's too good to leave out. And number 7, Isa Rich, well, the moment you leave him out, Andrew, he comes up and wins at big odds. So he's got to go in as well. So you can see there, it's impossible really to leave any of those out, and we could afford to squeeze them all in, so why not?
Yeah, exactly. Gee, I thought so. Just it was so good first up, and as we know, it's been gelded for David Fife. He just needs to win a race, doesn't it, you know?
He does just need to win. I think he gets his chance here. He's got that lovely soft gait. He was just exposed the other day off a tricky draw, barrier 4. Corey Brown sticks with him. So he is my on-top pick, and I do think he's ready to win. But he's just going to need the brakes. And the horse himself, he's got to learn to win again. And that'll be sort of proven on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. So just recap those numbers, Paul, in the last race 9.
Yeah, so the last leg we've got 10, 12, 4, 8, 11, 1, 9 and 7. And Andrew, at the moment, for $20, we actually get a little bit over 10% this week. So we're actually crept under budget. So look, you've got to play the quaddie on a meeting like this. It's just such a good meeting. You've got two group ones in the middle of it. And I'm actually confident we'll get the quaddie. It's just a matter of which ones win and how big the dividend is. But yeah, I'll be playing, and I'll be playing a bit more heavily than I usually do.
Yeah. I should mention, too, just while you were going through those numbers in the last, Gary Fraser just texted me. That's what I was reading there. And he's got Sprite in this last race. He said the horse is just a little soft and will make solid improvement out of the run. But the horse has got quality, too, hasn't it, you know?
Oh, she's a class mare in the race, isn't she? She's got group form. She's been group placed. She's trialled well, and she's still relatively lightly raced, so she's got barrier one to boot. So she's going to get that lovely little smother. I've put her fourth pick in my numbers, but whether that race fitness might just bring her undone, that's probably the query with her.
Yeah, that was what Gary exactly said. All right, mate, now Saturday morning you'll be joining us at 10 o'clock with the very latest on the program, a monster day. The Flight Stakes, the other group one that we haven't mentioned, but from race one onwards, there's going to be value because there's chances in every race.
No, sure is. We've got the two-year-olds obviously getting us started, and then we get stuck straight into it. And, I'll be on at 10 to 10.30 with the full preview of the 9 races, and then we'll be analysing every race immediately after they hit the line, Andrew. So anyone who's not watching the races and listening to them on the radio and you want to know what happened to your horse, tune into that because I'll try and tell you exactly what happened.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Paul. Paul Joyce, our podcast preview for TAB Epsom Day on Saturday.